Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
There are certain things that don't respond until they are exposed to heat. But you see, the kind of heat you need to cook your food is not the kind of heat you require to purify gold. The kind of fire and heat you need to purify gold will burn your food in 1 second, burn it up, destroy the pot. If there is anything that is combustible or that resists fire, when you put it close to the kind of furnace that will purify gold, that thing will melt, it will burn off. But that is where the purity of gold is coming out from. Out of trials, out of affliction, out of traveling in the spirit, out of extensive hours of prayer, there is a treasure of spirit that will just break and come out. Hallelujah. So we are not coming to pray 7 hours for demons. So we are coming to stretch. You see, that treasure is, the scripture said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. There are things about you that you don't even know are there. Even though you are 40 years old. I say, when you die and you get to heaven and God tells you, this is who we expected you to become, you will weep. You will weep because you now realize that all you needed was for you to be disciplined. And stop making excuses. Are you still here? I said all you needed was what? To be disciplined. To know the requirement for your destiny. And to know that this thing pertains to me. It pertains to me. I don't know what others are doing, but me. I have seen the requirement for my destiny. I have seen in the scriptures where the Holy Spirit said, I have this treasure in earthen vessels. God hid, we hide treasures. Well, God hid them. God took a part of himself and hid it in you. And said, if you can search for it, it's yours. Come on, say, I will search. Come on, say, I will search. Do you know some of the afflictions and the suffering you are facing? It's because you've not searched. You've not searched. When you start, you will begin to make discoveries. You will now realize that all these battles you are facing is because inside of you were conglomerate of companies. That's what the battle was all about. Conglomerate. Right now you are struggling to earn 300,000. But inside of you, what God hid there? Huh? White men from the US will be flying in to say, we are coming for global AGM in Lagos, Nigeria, because that's where the CEO is. Say amen. Amen. Huh. Amen. Yeah. You may have a fashion house here, but do you know that what God is saying is different? You have a fashion house in France. Amen. In Venice. Amen. In Los Angeles. Amen. But you'll be here eating pounded yam. Then you just send an email and white men will be running up and down trying to book a flight to Nigeria. Because I don't want to do Zoom. I want all of you to come. See, for kings shall come to the brightness of your rising. I don't know. Oh, no. The people I'm sent to are not here. You see, I don't know why people commonize the word of the Lord. It is there in the scriptures. He said, kings. You know who a king is? A king is someone that glory follows. When you are chosen as a king, the glory of your nation goes with you. Anywhere you are, that is the nation. That's why if your president goes on stage and falls down there, it was the whole nation that fell. Yeah. People may And the fact that the citizens laughed shows that in the realm of the spirit, that's how they are laughing at us. Huh? Nothing is a coincidence. Are you still here? And prayer is one of those veritable tools that God has given to us to take hold. Come on, say to take hold. Prayer is one of the sure tools by which you can lay hold of the promises. It is through prayer that you can see what has been freely given. Because you read it in scripture, but you didn't see it. I mean, I was in Benin City for 4 days. I know we had an uncommon service. I've never done it before. 10 years of this church. I asked people with charms to stand up in the church. And they stood up. Half of the church. The people that were invited. They took you to the river to bathe for you naked. And the man, the prophet was there, or the herbalist, and he was watching you naked. I said, get up. They were getting up. What did you go to the river for? So I wanted to make it in life. And have you made it? He said, no. Everything collapsed. I said, what you didn't know is that Satan in himself does not have glory. Kologo. For him to give you something, he must take it from somebody. So in order to take it, they must register you in this school of bondage by asking you to come and do certain things. People don't know how serious this matter is. You are the one who said you escorted your friend to a man's place. You just escorted him. The devil doesn't see that way. The devil said, you came to my territory, you are a member. Territory is everything. You are nothing without territory. Why is it that in the book of Revelations, after everything Jesus has done, the scripture said that the kingdoms of this world will now become the kingdoms of our God and of Christ, which means everything that God did and he sent Jesus here for was for territory. To recover the territory over your family, the territory over your nation. God wants, that was what Adam lost, territory. Come on, say, my eyes are open. There are many reasons why many Christians will never break into the realms, deep realms of revelation. And one of it is that they are never caught in awe of the presence of God. That's a major reason. I need to write it down. A lot of people are never awed by God's presence. They are never amazed. They are used to it. And because we have lost it, that is why we now recruit entertainers in church. Because we have lost the power of worship. Now I was saying something, was it last week, that the problem happening in the music industry now, it's a judgment. And very soon, every artist, entertainer, or whoever, whatever category they put themselves, that left the church because they were angry. No church will invite them again. So you have to become a Muslim or find another church. It's a judgment. God is purifying his body. Because worship is one of the instruments and articles of service that the priest, if only a priest should bring worship to God, not an entertainer. So we'll bring an entertainer here, and he's singing Christian songs. I will give him 500,000. What am I telling the choir members who are faithful? That they should also leave, then come back and be collecting five. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because they know how much that brother was paid. Then the brother blew. The next year we paid him 2 million. What am I telling Femi? that his faithfulness is not required. Go out and start a band, then come back and be collecting 5 million. There's judgment in the house. Then the usher too will say, we have started our own ushering company. Ushering. We charge 250,000 per service. And it's really God, Abby. It's God we are talking. You see, you are not lost in awe of God. Go and study David and see the way he referred to God many times. Come on, are you still here? You see, I've been thinking about Harvest World in the last few days, and I just realized that if they asked Pastor Gbengada, how best would you describe Harvest World? I would just probably refer to it as a spiritual training house. A training house. You will only be weak in this church if you have embraced weakness as your destiny. Because the things we will teach you here, there are things you can go and practice. If you are 15 years old, you can hear it and go and practice it. A brother said to me, he doesn't come here, but his children come here. He said to me, he said he asked his children, how do you people, you know, Pastor Benga is very, he preaches very high. The children said, we understand him. I was so blessed. I said, the things of the spirit are given to little ones. He said, no, believe me, I like that church, that anytime he talks, I like, I say, wow. I said, maybe I should start a children's church and just go there. Because they love me. Also, I felt so encouraged because the person called me. Say, my children say they are blessed by your preachings. I said, I said, you mean they understand? They said you are very clear. I said, good, we fire on. This is a spiritual training house. It's a prophetic house. And you need to understand exactly where you are. You know, Pastor Buki was talking about accountability. It's not a point. She's giving you instructions. It's not a point. I know you wrote it down, but it's an instruction. Don't be a hearer only. But what? A doer of the word, because the hearers are not blessed. It is the doers that shall be blessed. The one that lives here and says, okay, I'm going home to deliberately put myself under some level of structure and organize so that I always have people who can call me to order. That's part of accountability. And maybe we should preach a full message on accountability, because some people wrote it down but they don't know what it means. Accountability is you knowing that you can choose to do what you like, but you choose to bring yourself under. That's accountability. Anyway, that's just a continuation of Sister Wilkie's message. This morning, I have a very brief message, because I'm in anniversary mood. Hallelujah. You know, when this church started 10 years ago, I used to come in every Saturday to clean everywhere. Wash. Buy fuel. I never believed that I will have more than 20 members in this church. I didn't really think I was a fantastic preacher. So those of you that are here, thank you for encouraging me, because I didn't know. I thought everybody in the world already had a church when I started. So, hallelujah. So today I want to share something. That thing I said to you about being lost in awe of God, you need to keep it somewhere. It is the foundation for deep revelations. Because to see God, to see his heart, you must see him. And it will reflect directly in the way that you worship him. Allow yourself to be lost in him. Hallelujah. Lord, you are more precious than silver, diamonds. There is nothing I desire compares to you. One more time. Say, oh God, Lord, you are more beautiful. Let him hear your voice. Say, Lord, you are,
Lord, you are
more costly than gold. Kale makumbara tasaya. Say, Lord, you are
more beautiful
than diamonds. There is none.
There is nothing I desire compared with.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Learn to be lost in Him. Don't get used to Him. Behold His goodness. Learn to just spend time. You didn't come to talk about your problems. Just lost in the reality of who He is. Hallelujah. Listen, I don't know about you when Jesus picked you up. But I know personally about myself, if I allow myself remember the life of pleasure I used to live, if I allow myself, some things I have chosen to forget. I don't know how God convinced me to follow Him, because I didn't want him. But He wanted me. He said He loved us. Even when we were dead and lost in our sins, Christ died for the ungodly. You know what an ungodly man is? A man without God. A man without regard for God. A man who doesn't even care if God exists. There is nothing
I desire compares to you.
There is nothing I desire compares to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you love Jesus?
Yes.
Put your hands together and bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Now this morning I want to share with you about the mystery of pattern praying. Pattern praying. Or maybe if you want to, you may choose to title it The Benefits of Pattern Praying. Now, some time ago, I spoke briefly about pattern praying, right? Do you remember? I spoke a bit about pattern praying. And today, I want to establish. So, what I'm doing this morning is what we call prophetic teaching. Now, let me just say this by the way. So, you write this down. I just say this by the way. When you are in transition from Egypt to Canaan, you will get ready to fight external battles. You will fight. You will fight your former oppressors. You will fight drought. You will fight hunger. You will fight many things. When you are in transition on the road to destiny, get ready to fight. But when you get to Canaan, get ready to fight internal battles. And the way to conquer your internal battles is to ensure that you are always sowing seeds. You are planting seeds in that new land. You know, when the Israelites were on the way from on the way to Canaan from Egypt, they didn't have to plant. They didn't have to do many things. God gave them breakthroughs. But in Canaan land, the scripture says that this is a land that flows with what? Milk and honey. But when they got there, was there milk flowing on the floor? So it's either God was lying or they didn't understand God. What did they see? Did they find any honey anywhere? What did they meet? They met giants. Come on, are you here? They met what? They met giants. So between the prophecy and the fulfillment, get ready to fight. I have a lot of friends who don't believe in warfare, and I understand them. I love everybody. But my sincere prayer is that may you not find yourself, may the Lord not permit you to find yourself in a situation where the things you have preached against will now become a problem in your life, because now you are being confronted. I have friends that come online, come on stage and say that there is no spiritual warfare, but when I'm alone with them, I know the way they pray. There are people that preach, and they preach for the gallery. They preach for the people, but they practice something else. I heard a pastor once, he's always preaching about money. He's in Lagos here. He's always preaching about entrepreneurship and all of that. One day he just made a statement casually. He said, people in this church, you notice I'm always talking about business and entrepreneurship and the finished work of Christ. He said, next year we will pray warfare prayer. Everybody, because everybody in that church, they are big men. They like him because he's always talking about how territorial expansion, how God will bless you, you have more companies. He now told them, I have not exposed you to this because it wasn't time. Now imagine somebody spent 10 years in that church. It was now on the following year, the 11th year, that the pastor decided he wanted to teach them how to fight warfare prayer. Meanwhile, the brother left in the 10th year. Meanwhile, the problems in his life required deliverance. But the pastor, he was standing in the church because it was close to his house. He wasn't spending transport fare. He didn't need transport. So he was managing the church. He was going there. Where he was supposed to go, he wasn't going there. The year that would have marked a major turnaround was the year he was transferred to Abuja. He now went to another church like that one he just left, not knowing that from the following year, the pastor now wanted to address root causes of why you can be hearing these messages and you are still not being blessed. Because there are, when you are talking about deliverance, we are talking about roots. Oh, roots. You know what roots are? Roots are, they are hidden in the ground. Eh? What do we refer to as roots in the medical world? We talk about symptoms. But doctors use symptoms to trace root cause. The root cause, if you can deal with it, you may not need to worry about the migraine. You may not need to worry about the pain you are always feeling. If not, the doctor, and I hope you know the doctor is not in your life to make you well. He's there to give you drugs. Your nutritionist is in your life to keep you well, not the doctor. There are foods you can eat, and in 3 weeks, you'll be completely free of migraine. But the doctor is not trained to tell you that. Because if he tells you to go and eat that thing and you don't recover, or you don't take consistent, he can lose his license. I am here to tell you I'm not a doctor. My job here is to trace the root cause. Not to give you amlodipine. My job here today is not to give you astovastatin. My job here is not here to give you, what's that other thing they were, serendipine. And all those strange demonic names. My job here is to talk to you till we are able to trace. How many of you know when you go to the doctors, they talk to you. They ask you, tell me how you are feeling. What's happening to you, right? They want to know, have you had ulcer before? Have you had the? They want to say, you are saying God for me. You better answer the question. The doctor is trying to look for what? Patterns. That's how doctors work. They look for patterns. Joint pain, feverish condition. What else do we have for malaria? Sometimes vomiting when it's extreme. A bit of cold. Have you ever gone to the doctor before and you said, I have typhoid? And he asked you, how did you know? And then without doing any test, he told you he didn't have typhoid. Has it happened to you before? Eh? And you got angry. Because you know what you knew what brought you to the... You knew the way you felt when you got up this morning. You knew that your enemies were at your doorstep. And if you did not get to the hospital this morning, may the enemy not laugh at you. You dragged yourself. You could not fight with the conductor. You just wanted to get to the hospital. Only for a doctor to say you don't have typhoid. I said, you just looked at me and said... One day I challenged the doctor. I said, I don't like the way you are talking. I know the way I'm feeling. I came to you. I have my HMO plan. You don't have the right to just look at me and tell me. Run some tests. He said, you don't have typhoid. I said, excuse me, are you new here? I was upset. You know, there's a way you feel. You start calling your family member that I'm on my way to the hospital. You know what I'm talking about? Because you know that I've never felt like this before. Doctor looks at you, says it's not typhoid. One day I challenged the doctor. I said, how dare you? You know what the doctor said to me? He said, if you have typhoid, you won't even be able to sit here and talk to me. Say that thing you people just throw out, you just go to the pharmacy and buy a Ciprotab. He said, if you really have typhoid, sir, you won't be able to sit here and be arguing with me. That nobody born of a woman can have typhoid and talk the way you are talking. He said, how do you know? He said, you are a Google doctor. You went to check your symptoms on Google. He said, why didn't you ask Google to tell you the drug you use? Why are you here? He said, because when it comes to the issue of finding patterns, you need expertise. Oh. I said, when it comes to the issue of finding evil patterns, demonic patterns, family patterns, health patterns, you may have an idea, but you need an expert. You need somebody who has been trained. You need somebody who has fought that kind of battle before. You need somebody who understands that, bro, you are in Christ, but you are under bondage. Are you still here? Are you still here? You are not following me. You are quiet. And one of the things you need to know is that when it comes to the spiritual realm, a lot of things are patterns. Let me give you an example. Man is a component made of what? Spirit, soul, and body. How many? Jesus died and was put in the ground. How many days? 3 days. Then Jesus was preaching. He said, I do cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will be perfected. How many days? God is a God of threes. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. What's that? Outer court, only place, holiest of all. How many here? Three. God is a God of three. God is a God of patterns. You'll be a child to think that there is no pattern. You can't see the pattern is there. There are patterns that are visible to the eye. There are patterns that are only visible under the microscope. There are patterns that the microscope cannot see. It takes a spiritual eye to see it. That the reason why your sister is always having miscarriages, the reason why your other sister or aunt is divorced and the other one was sent out of her husband's house, it's not because they are bad people. It is still the same pattern manifesting in different ways. And if you are in any of those categories, you have the responsibility to fight now so that your children will not fight that battle again. Because you see, the children we are raising now, they don't know how to pray. They know how to use the iPhone, but they don't know how to pray. Don't allow your children grow prayerless. Don't allow them. it don't allow your, don't permit your child to be 7 years old and above and cannot pray in tongues. It is not allowed in this house. Come on, say it's not allowed.
It's not allowed.
I'm talking about pattern praying. Now, when I talk about pattern praying, what do I mean? When I speak of pattern prayer, I'm talking about systematic praying, structured praying, consistent praying. Those are three things I want you to write down. When I use the word pattern praying, I'm talking about what? Systematic praying, structured praying, and consistency, consistent praying. Are you here now? Come on, are you here? Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10. My brother, you know, one of our brothers is probably watching online now. You know, he moved to the UK with his family. And then we were speaking some time ago and he said to me, he said, Guze, he said, he said, you know, he attends a popular church from Nigeria in the UK. He said, when he got to the church, he said, you know, they started the service. Under 1 hour, 15 minutes, they were done. He said, so when they were done, like, the message was for like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. The prayer, 5 minutes. He said, he thought, okay, maybe it's because it's the first time. Then they said, second, you know, the next week he went again. He now asked his wife, how are you people surviving as Christians here? The wife said, every serious Christian, pay attention. Said the wife said, every serious Christian from Nigeria remains connected to their home church in Nigeria because they know the atmosphere over the UK is a very tough one. There's witchcraft. He said even the pastor on Sunday is trying to catch the train because he's going to work. So the spirit cannot move anyhow. If you miss the train, you'll trek. Oh. This one is not that. Don't worry, another bus is coming. The next bus is 1 hour. So even if you want to, you feel the spirit. Pastor just go, amen, amen, amen. Let's share the grace in fellowship. Because pastor said they go work. He said they invited them for Bible study, which is, you know, on Saturday. So he said, oh, thank God, this Bible study, they will take time, you know, to teach the word. He said everything. He said 30 minutes, they don't finish. He called me, said, man, I miss having his word. He said, are you sure you don't want to come to the UK? I said, I won't come. They don't give me visa. You won't know the value of what you have. Everything is just organized, structure. Until you now go somewhere, everywhere, to yeah. No fire. He says, hey, your love. He said, I'm a great guy, you try. Amen. Give me Daniel 6:10. Quickly. When Daniel learned, Ali Kabaya. You know this story? When the vice presidents ganged up against him. And they went to tell the king to make a law that nobody should pray. And the purpose of that decree was because of Daniel. They wanted him to... Go back to the previous verse. Go from verse 8. I want to show you something about prayer. Now, O king... Is it verse 7? As it says, nothing can be found against him except in the matter of his God. Huh? Okay, verse 5. Look at verse 5. They said, this man, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel except we find it against him concerning what? The law of his God. Now, next verse. Then this president and princes assembled together to the king and said to the king, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes and counselors and the captains, see all the people that came. Call one man. And you are there saying that there's no enemy. The enemies of a man, will be members. Who said it? Who said it? So you that say there's no warfare, which Bible are you quoting? I said, who made that statement? That the enemies of a man's life will be members of his family, of his household. Who made that statement? Bible student, I'm asking, who made that statement? Jesus. I rest my case. Caught. And they consulted together to establish a royal statute. What is a statute? Those of us who know law, what is a statute? Please help me. Barrister Abraham, which one be statute? Can you give us an idea or a decree? Sir? It's a law. Is it a unique type of law, or is it an executive order, or what? Sir? A decree. Any other word that breaks down statute, or it's like a law, right? There are laws by the legislation, the legislative house, which means the moment the house decides this is the direction and the king signs, you and your father's house cannot do anything against it. Please put up that scripture. That whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of you, that means the except of the king, shall be cast into a den. Please put up this scripture. I want you to look at it for a minute. How many days was this law to take effect? Do you know that Babylon was a land of magic? It was a spiritual territory. Do you know that in this territory they worship very powerful and ancient gods in Babylon? Why did they choose 30 days? Please, I want you to be thinking. They knew if we can cut off a man, a spiritual man, for 1 month, if we can take this woman away from a prayer altar for 30 days, the spiritual defense that God has put around her, are you here? Are you here? That number was not a chance number. They knew exactly what they were asking for. That with the kind of, the kind of way Daniel prays, even if we tell him to stop praying now, the prayers he has been praying will still have effect for days. Are you here? Can you see why the devil is always making you tired? He allows your boss to stress you so that when you get home, you just want to sleep. Even when you say you will pray at the office, your gossip partner will come. And she always has current gist, trending topics. 30 days, Pastor Buki, it wasn't a coincidence. You need to understand how spiritual things work. I was listening to the testimony of a man, and the man said that Morisello was coming to their city, and because he was the regional leader of all wizards and witches in that territory, he said they gave them a decree that all of them should leave that area where Morisello was coming to and not return for I think about 70 days after Morisello has left, because even after Cerulo goes, his aura is still in the area. Are you here? Are you here? Do you know that there is an aura around you that can be strong or weak depending on how on bended knees you are? Are you still with me? There are people that come into your life and they think they are better than you. The moment they leave you, they start having issues, because it was the anointing over your life that was pushing them forward. They didn't know. They didn't know. Lot thought that he was good enough to take his freedom. Say, "Oga, come and do freedom for me. I've saved you." Do you know that in the scripture it is written that Lot, I'm talking about Lot, the nephew of Abraham, the Bible said Lot, who also went with Abraham, was also now blessed in all things, in cattle. He was not a blessed man, but when he followed Abraham, he also became blessed like Abraham. When he left, look at all the, he went into Sodom with his family complete. By the time he was coming back, the wife was a pillar of salt. The virgin daughters were official lesbians, Sodomites, Gomorrahites. The imagine, stop playing that old virgin card when you know your mind is corrupt. Yes. The women truly were clean, but the things they had inside their head, oh my God. Oh my God. Even the Lord himself said, Lord, have mercy. When you say you are dating, try to find out what is at the inner crevices of this person. Because we are all acting. So, okay. So I have a witness here. Hallelujah. That's why he's not married. He's not. He's a, and the same thing for the guy. They put a 30-day mark. And I want you to understand this thing. They are spiritual. If the devil can drag you away, and that's why you notice that when you've not prayed for a while, even when you now want to pray, you can't pray again. You can't pray. You'll be struggling. You'll be mumbling like a baby that is just trying to learn how to talk. And God will say, I want him more. They have caught this one. That's why in this church, I don't recommend prayer. I recommend fervent praying. Fervent. Praying is for young children, spiritual babies. But when Elijah wants to move the hand of God, it is fervent praying. When the enemy is at your doorstep. I was listening to a man of God, he was preaching. And this also about pattern praying. The man of God said he was praying for a particular person that was, his bloodline was cursed. And he was trying to pray for him, and he prayed and prayed and prayed, and the brother was not delivered. So he went to the Lord and said, Lord, what is wrong with this guy? How can I help him? We are praying, but he's not delivered. And the Lord said, you will pray for 70 days. That this one, 70 days, 3 a.m. for 1 hour. No, he said for 2 hours. He's not praying for himself. Oh. This brother that has lost his mind. He lost his mind. But it was because of a bloodline curse. That demon makes everybody in the family mad. Once you get to a particular age, they'll start falling sick. They will run mad. So he told the brother, just lie down here. 3 a.m. he will wake up. And the Lord said, don't say any prayer point. Pray in tongues. You need stamina to pray for long, especially when you are praying in tongues. You need stamina. It's not, if you think it's easy, go and try it. Your mind will wander away, go to Jamaica, come back. Your plane, the fuel in your plane will finish on Indian Ocean. You will start swimming. By the time you get to the nearest bamboo tree or the island, you will eat coconut. Before you see a plane that will see you somewhere and carry you, the prayer is lost. The breakthrough is lost. You know, so your prayer life is like watching a movie, like a season. Because you don't even know what it takes to pray for hours. He said he prayed first day. He said it was on the 49th day. Hey, my brother, do you have staying power to believe God that somewhere between these 70 days it will show up? Do you know what it takes? It's not even me, my church mind. I will tell you, go and just carry your cross till you die. Wait a minute. 49 days praying 2 hours for somebody. The guy will just sleep on the floor. Capretto sofeda rapa. And the Lord said, don't pray in English. What is wrong with him? English cannot fix it. Kando bakasa tatapato rate kapa tu zetaya ba lekato. He said on the 49th day, the guy just woke up while he was praying. Say, I remember everything. Pastor, the guy, he just came to himself and he woke up. 49th day. You see, the thing about pattern praying is that you will need staying power. That's why I told you that when talking about pattern praying, you are talking about what? Three things: structure, system, systematic praying, structure, and what? Consistency. Because you only know the beginning of the prayer. Don't know when you stop. The kind of breakthrough some of you are asking for is 70 days away of praying, pattern praying. Now, put up that scripture very quickly. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? Look at the lower part of that scripture. It says that no man should pray to any God for 30 days. Anybody who does this shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, give me the next verse. Now, O king, establish the decree. Now, there's something about establishing decree you need to know. That this is something that God does. And this is something that Satan also does. And that's why you will find... Oh my God. I had the opportunity to minister to a lady. This was many years ago while I was working at the bank. Somewhere around Tiamu Savage. The lady had been so afflicted with tuberculosis and all of that. And I had this customer that used to come to my office. I like him because he's a prophet at the Babbage. So I used to play with him. He just likes me. Oh man, he used to, you know, he talks to me in Yoruba. I say, "Omo eminye, mo man rie, omo eminye." I would just be smiling that I'm a banker. You know, I just try to, you know, and me, I just enjoy his company. He likes talking about mysterious things. Me, I just like to enjoy what he says, but he just said, "Omo eminye, that you are a spiritual person, you are a child of the spirit." I say, she. So one day, because I was praying for this person, they are taking a while. I just said, "Let me even ask this my water prophet that this kind of case, how do you handle it?" This was like 2009 or something. Abi? Something 2010 or so. He just said to me, "So let me go to the water." He went to the river at night. That is that now the Atlantic? Eco Atlantic. He went there. He came back the next morning. He said, "Ore mi, won't take me on money." You heard that one? He said they don't share the body, that she cannot survive. He went to the marine spirits to ask for update on the person I was talking about. He came to me and said, they said they should forget about it, that they've shared their body. I didn't know about pattern praying. I knew prayer of faith. Father, we thank you because it is done in Jesus' name. And if the problem is a small problem, that one is okay. When you are trying to reverse something that has been done in the spirit realm and that the earth has approved and received, when they say you will not have a child, and there was a decree in the realm of the spirit that, did you read that? Do you remember that scripture I read some time ago that I say, declare this one childless? Do you remember that scripture? Declare. That's the way they decree, or they use words, just like you are saying. They will speak words that lato nilo, from today, this generation, childless. Very beautiful girls, no child, nobody in that family. Like the girl I prayed for in Abuja, very beautiful. She came to church skipping. Ah, she was usher. You have that kind of person in your church. People just be coming. Clear skin. Oh my God. She came to me and said, "Pastor, I want you to be my mentor." I said, "I don't have the anointing to be your mentor. I know you are too fine. I cannot be your mentor." Then you are in Abuja, I'm in Lagos. You know, you have to know your level spiritually. And you are Igbo, so I cannot be your mentor. So go your way. The Lord will. She said, she had my shirt too. She said, "I need help." When I started praying, the Lord told me our bloodline in our mother's side, they worship a snake deity. And their family produces the priestess that served that oracle in their village. Civilization came, everybody moved to town. Nobody is serving the deity again. The deity now struck all the daughters. Everything in that family is doing well. All the girls, beautiful, educated, high achieving. Nothing to show for it. You see a girl dressed in suit and everything. Her job pays her 30,000. As at the time I was speaking to her, that's how much I pay my security man in Lagos. But you see her. You see her cack up like this. Eh? But she was earning what my security man in Lagos was earning, 30,000. Is that not a curse? You to know what a curse is, you need to benchmark. Benchmark result, benchmark performance. Benchmark result, benchmark performance. You will know if there's something wrong. So I knew the prayer of faith. I did not know pattern praying. That lady died that week. They have shared her body. Give me that scripture quickly. He said, establish it in writing so that it will not be changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. That means the moment we approve this thing, no power can change it again. Next verse. Wherefore, King Darius signed the writing and the decree. They gave him what to sign, and he signed it. Now, come on, say now.
Now.
When they were doing that thing, Daniel kept quiet. He knew that he was the target. He kept quiet. In the meeting, your mistake is that you always feel the need to respond. You want to talk. You want to let them know that I know you are targeting me. You have lost the battle. Because now they will not make the meeting about you. Say you are rude. How do you know? Where is evidence? And because your own evidence is in the spirit realm, you cannot bring it here. Come on, are you with me? You need to learn how to observe. Then do your talking in the spirit. This need of, let me say my mind. I want to say my mind so I'll be clear. Once I say my mind, that's why you are always fighting. Saying your mind. When Daniel knew that the writing was signed, I believe in my mind that Daniel was praying that this thing should not be signed. I believe. But there are things you will do, you will hear, you will pray against, and they will still happen. So now, when he knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. And the normal thing I would have done is to just say, well, we tried, we prayed. Abi, Tina, we fasted. Let's sleep. We can be praying to God in our mind. Doesn't that make sense? Doesn't that make sense? If you pray your mind with God here, if you pray, if you change your prayer time, say let's use wisdom. Instead of 3 in the afternoon, let's move it to 3 in the night when everybody is sleeping. We didn't know. Talk to me now. We didn't know. Will there be a problem? Now the question again, Loretta. Why will anybody be upset and incensed against you because of your prayer, except that your prayer is dislodging, dismantling, destroying their plans, hindering them from manifesting? So they raise a decree. Because if they come to you and say, oh God, your voice is too loud, you will not listen. They will raise a decree. The same way the MD of my bank came and said to us, nobody should pray in this bank again. Yes. It's like watching Daniel's movie in 21st century. And if some of you will remember, they also democratize prayer in your office. Say, get to work. Eh? We don't do all those things here. Let's face. I don't know. Am I? I need to be sure I'm not mad. My own MD sent an email. Say, when we come for meetings, go straight to your meeting. Let's take the vision statement and go straight into the meeting. Everybody believe in God. Until people started dying. My boss was the one who said, we have to obey the law of the land. The MD has spoken, Benga, henceforth, there will be no prayer. I said, no problem. After you're all going to hell before, so what's the problem? It's your hell. Take it. Yeah, I'm on my way to heaven. When people started dying in the office, my boss came out and said, you see, my people, I know that the mind men said, but the things that are going on now, everybody is afraid. I want to to pray this morning. I in my mind, like that thing where you drink, it don't clear for your eye. I said, we'll not pray. Let's follow my amen. Please, sir, I don't want any problem. I don't know who will go and report us. Let everybody be praying. Say, no, I don't want anybody to down them. It's not a good sign. I'm not a bad leader. I want all of you. Let us pray. Hey, Katoba! Yes, Sata! Hey, man! Hey, man! Hey, you don't even know what I'm saying. Hey, man! They don't want to die. Early morning, before we open to customer, Shataba! Even the one that small check, you see the way it was prayed. Because the wind that took the life of your neighbor is still around. You if you sleep, you snooze, you lose. Two were together in one bed, one was taken. Hey, is that how people die? See the way people are walking, nobody is smiling in the office. Hey, is that how people die? You know, you are just thinking. This is somebody you know. This is somebody you remember how you spoke in the office yesterday. They said this morning, they say he slept, you know. Is this how people die? People, everybody is depressed. My mind, I say, I'm not a bad leader. God knows I want the best for everybody. I don't wish anybody evil. God knows if I have anything against anybody, I want us to pray. I say, we'll not pray. We'll not pray. My mind says, we should not pray. Say, Binga, we have to pray. Binga, champion the prayer. I say, you say I should champion it. Can you handle it? Kapata kotoya! Amen. If you go to MFM, they will know if you're a first timer, the way you are praying. They don't need to say if you're a first timer, raise your hand. The way you are praying, we will drag you. You're a first, come and stand here. We want to, feed this phone. You didn't ask yourself that, why are professors in that church? Why are big men in that church? You think it's poor people that go there? Eh? Shine your eye. Before you start frying your hair with Jericho, go to where they will do deliverance for you. Give me that scripture quickly. Now, when Daniel knew the writing was signed, he went into his house and with his window, what? He could have closed it, but he knew that that decree was a declaration of war. The battles that fought my father, that fought my mother, and the struggle to stay in that marriage is already at my door. Let me open the window towards Zion. This thing he did was in response to what David wrote in his song, that I will come into your house in the mercy of mercy, and he said I will face Zion. That's what David said. He said, when I'm not within the territories of Israel, before I pray, I will face Zion. And it is the same principles the Muslims speak. They face Mecca. Jews face Zion. Bible said he faced Zion. He opened his window. Being open his chamber towards what? Towards Jerusalem, towards Zion. There's a principle here. That when I'm about to pray, I am coming in faith, knowing that as I begin this sojourn, I am taking a journey into the presence of the Lord. And as I'm coming out with my answer. He went upon his knees. How many times? How many? Three times in a... And he did what? And did what? One of the most powerful strategies against evil decree is patterned, structured, consistent praying, and giving of thanks. The decree has been signed. We prayed, but they signed it. Come on, are you here? Why am I preaching to you? I hope somebody is speaking something this morning. Because you prayed, but you didn't use the dose you required. The dose required. This thing, it is 70 days. He gave thanks. He went upon his knees. Three times. They've signed it. It's not punishment. How did Elijah do it? He put his head like this. Until a hand, like a formed out of the sky. If his wife had come to him to say the pandemic is red, he would not answer. He would not answer. Because we are between life and death. He knew the attack was against him. There are things you may not have evidence, but in your spirit you know it's against you. Come on, are you with me now? You don't have evidence, but in the spirit you can see that this thing, I'm the target. In this office, I'm the target. Don't play. You are playing. You are explaining. You go explain, tire. Go on your knees. Lock your door. The Bible said 3 times a day. Look at how Daniel prayed. The Bible said we should follow them. Who are examples? Who through faith and patience? Huh? Inherited the promise. Look at how Daniel prayed. 3 times. He prayed according to the watches. 9 a.m., 12, 3. And when he comes, towards your holy mountain, towards your holy temple, towards your holy temple I will come. And Daniel continued, morning, afternoon, evening, morning, afternoon, evening. Systematic, structured, consistent, systematic, structure. Oh, there are moments you don't know what God will do. You don't know how we will do it. The only option you have is to stay there. Come on, are you here now? You stay there. He was on his knees when they came to arrest him. Listen to me. A spiritual arrest does not mean you are not coming back with your testimony. The fact that you prayed and things became worse does not mean that you will not take the glory, that you will not take that crown. The devil is a liar. But I wish I could tell you that it was just Daniel. Daniel is an entire study. Are you here? Kabbalah Kotosotabaya. We don't really have so much time. Let me. I wanted to talk to you about the prayer life of Jesus. But maybe we need to. I want us to read Psalm 55 and verse 17. Psalm 55, 17. Please understand the structure and try to remember that pattern praying is always what? Systematic. Is what? Is structured and what? That means when you start, you can tell yourself 70 days, this is how we are going to pray. If any of your friends ask you to come out for a guest night out, let's go and watch a movie. The Return of Zamunda at IMAX. Tell them I have another appointment. You don't need to give them details because some people will not understand, so just let it go. Look at David. He said evening, morning, and at, oh, come on, and at noon will I what? And what? Can you see that with pattern praying comes attitude and energy and strength and structure? Look at what he said. He said, now I hope you know that in the Bible, the day does not start at 6 a.m. Come on, are you here? Do we agree or should we show you that one in the Bible? Do we know that one? It was your white colonialist that changed the clock, but God did not change his own. You can do what you like. Gregorian calendar, Machiavellian calendar, historical calendar, King Timbuktu calendar. That's your business. As far as God is concerned, the evening and the morning was the first day from creation. So when you are telling somebody, I'll see you tomorrow, and it's already 6:30 that previous day, tell them, I'll see you later in the day. Don't tell them, I'll see you tomorrow, because as far as heavenly calendar is concerned, the day started yesterday. Your future started yesterday. That breakthrough you think is today already happened yesterday. So you need to go into the past. The reason why we retreat is so that we can advance. The reason why we fast and pray and pull out from people is so that we can take that which is already established and bring it into our reality. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Don't be lazy. Preach to your neighbor. Say, don't be lazy.
Don't be lazy.
Tell your neighbor, you are sleeping too much. Tell your neighbor, you are too weak. Don't have excuse for the things you are doing. King David said, evening, because that's the start of the day. Evening. The day starts always with darkness. When the Lord says, I will do a new thing and it shall spring forth, the first thing you will see is darkness. The same way Daniel was praying and they came to arrest him. That is how every day starts, with chaos. But let the sun come out. They will not know, go know. He said evening and morning and what? Which means in God's calendar, afternoon is the end of the day. Hello. So this one should influence the way you pray. But do you see a pattern here? Do you see a pattern here? I am telling you how to supercharge your prayer life. This is what I'm telling you here. This is not high sounding revelation. This is what it is. It's simply what it is. That's it. Let me jump straight to the benefits. If I can give you 7, fine. If not, I'll give you the little I can. I don't want to. If you are sleeping in this meeting, you need deliverance. It's confirmed. There's a decree. If the devil allows you sleep under this kind of message, it is confirmed. You need deliverance. It is confirmed. But what I'm putting, I can choose not to teach you these things, and then I will make you come to me and you pay. I was asking some of the people that came to church in Benin City. I said, how much did you pay that herbalist? He said, I gave him. He said, I can't mention. I said, is he up to 200? I said, it's more than that. You unko, say about 500. You unko. That's how they charge. One even came, said, I'm into Yahoo Yahoo. Benin City is the headquarter of witchcraft in Nigeria. That is the city I know where pastors pray for people to blow during Yahoo Yahoo. A lot of people came to our church in Benin City. They left because the pastor said, here, we don't pray for those who do Yahoo Yahoo. The only one left is the one that I met when I went. He stopped and decided to take up a security job. Is that not transformation?
Yeah.
Yes, that's transformation. God is happy. God is happy. Do a security job. Yeah. But he paid. If you see the way he's even dressed. Oh my God. They told me, say, Pastor, don't leave us. I said, I'm coming back. We like it. That's the only Harvest World church that I preach for 1 hour, 20 minutes in English. How many more minutes now? 40 minutes in Pidgin. They go, they ginger. You see the way they be responding. They ginger. I say, I like these people. If they come here, they will be surprised. Like, okay. Because it's different. It's different. Let me give you the benefit of praying this type of prayer. Pattern praying. Number one, you build, through pattern praying, you build a consistent habit of communing with God. When you pray in a particular way, over time, it becomes a habit of talking to God, because you already have the time. So if anything is fighting that time, you know it is the devil. Are you with me? If anything is fighting that time, that's when your fiancé or boyfriend say, come, let's go out. And say, I know they do. Before we start this relationship, let me tell you. You cannot come here at 10, because I'll be praying. 10 p.m. That prayer ends 11:30. Don't call me, even if it's an emergency. You know, we are not married. So, God is my father. If he tells you, what's the meaning of that? He's not your husband. But if he says to you, it's like your own prayer life is utter. Say you shall be putting me in your prayer. I want to develop a hell. Stay with him. But if he says to you, sister Toyin. He's not saying it, he says, sister Toyin. Have you prayed this morning? He's teasing you. Say, hey, come. I don't play with holy things. I love you, but I don't play with holy things. This your laugh of mockery has to stop. You say, no, I'm just playing. Don't play with me like that. That's the place of my power. If you don't want my altar to fight you, don't arrange yourself. Let him know who is married, that this one, there are things she doesn't play with. You know, for you, everything is play. Let this one know. Because the last one, that's how you wasted your time. You wanted to convert him. Tell this one. I know they take my prayer. In fact, where are you? Let's see this Saturday. Let's do Bible study. You deceive me when he comes. Let's just pray for a few minutes. Bayway Express. 2 hours. Say, well, you're not asking. What's the problem? You're not praying. Say, I'm praying. Say, no, you're too cold. He will go to his friend. Say, Becca. I think say now we are just going to go relax one more. Oh, that girl go kill me. Most of it are saying, I don't know my husband. Your husband doesn't respect you. He has not seen anything to respect about you. Go and set a standard. He will align. Set a standard. He will align. Instead of complaining on social media, people that did not know when they joined you, they are now putting mouth in your matter. Go and set, tell your neighbor, set the standard. When you learn to pray in a systematic way, and I am not saying that when you pray in this way, you will not pray at other times. So I hope you know that. I'm talking about pattern praying. This is the prayer of champions. Number two. The second benefit of pattern praying is that it breaks generational strongholds. The scripture says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty. Please, do we agree that prayer is one of the weapons of our warfare? Church, are you here? I said, do we agree that prayer is one of the weapons God gave to us? Now, the scripture said that weapon is not what? It's not carnal. It is not an invention of the flesh. A man of the flesh cannot pray like this. A structured prayer life actively engages spiritual warfare and it demolishes strongholds that keep people bound. Now, an example, a way to describe this is, Tina, when you go to your site and you need to, maybe there's a building, there's a property, there's a structure on that land. You need to pull it down before you now erect a new structure. In those days, when I was young, when we didn't have some of this equipment, one of the things that, I don't know what they call those kind of people. They come with very heavy equipment, like hammers, very big hammer. They start knocking the walls. Huh? Do you know when we first got into this place? This auditorium was not like this. We had to break all the walls. So we got some of these malams and they came with some equipment. They know where to hit. to create the impact. Once they hit that area, boom, you will just see the block there will just cave in. You see a hole. Sometimes you may find that you need to hit a spot more than once because of the level of concrete, the weight of that, and the strength in the wall. There's a resistance. So you need to boom, boom, boom. By the third time, it collapses. Huh? Aha. This is what I mean by that last point that I mentioned. You engage spiritual stronghold, you hit. You hit. Now, let me tell you something. If the stronghold in your family was established by blood, if you come from a family that was given to witchcraft, if you come from a family that many years ago, some of you knew your grandmother or great grandmother was a Ogboni head. My brother, you need to come. Let's remove your name from that register. Because the thing about a witch is that they come in with their bloodline. You may not be an active witch. You may be a witch in absentia. They can use your body. But you are not a witch. I've seen cases growing up as a young Christian way back that deliverance, I was not the one leading the prayer, but I was, you know, a young Christian. I observed it. Where demons were being cast out of people and the person was manifesting like a witch, even though she was not a witch. By the time they traced it, they noticed there was witchcraft in her bloodline. Are you with me? But I know today now there's internet, so all the witches are on social media. Now, when I talk about generational strongholds, what am I talking about? I'm talking about strongholds of poverty. Because sometimes you're always thinking about things that are not. I'm talking about things like what? Strongholds of what? Of what? Poverty. Hardworking people, but you will always see that there's always poverty around the family. If you are lucky, maybe only one person in the family will be doing well. If you are lucky. You talk about strongholds like addiction. You just find that this one, it's only Benson and Edges. This one is Igbo. This one is Kolos. This one is Colorado. This one, he doesn't smoke, but anytime he decides to drink, they'll carry him. They need to carry him because he cannot stand. Addiction. Oh, let me take it a step further. Addiction to women. There are people, they are not really addicted to fornication. They are addicted to flirting. They don't want to sleep with you. They just like flirting. They just like it. They like to see you crumble in their hands, then they walk away. Next target. Okay, everywhere is quiet. Hey, Monkokon. So when you notice that, this thing, my father had two wives. He ran away. This one, and there's another one we don't know, but they say she has three children. Your brother left his wife, quickly found another one. See, the same spirit is a stronghold. You've not married. But you notice that in a year, you can enter seven different relationships. Why is the church quiet? Do you understand what I'm saying? Going back quiet now, as if you are not on this planet. You get easily attached to people and you can easily break off. The same spirit is already manifesting, but you are not aware. You think you are looking for the right guy. In your mind, you think you are looking for it, but it's the same bloodline cause. Addiction. Addiction to attention. Unhealthy patterns can be broken through persistent, consistent, strategic prayers. You hold your armor and say, you this demon, this flirtatious demon in your eyes that always targets people in stilettos, light skin, slender. There's a specification that always targets dark skinned, with long hair. Today, fire, pa. You put fire there. From today, only see Jesus. You know what? When you pray, you know, you are the one on the hot seat. That's why you've not gone for deliverance. Because it's you we are talking about. You know, it's easy to tell somebody they need deliverance. Eh? But now, I better bring it down some. But now, you are the one with seduction in your eyes. And I said to you, brothers. Okay. I said to you, sisters. Sisters, there are men walking the streets filled with the spirit of seduction. You will be with them and not even know why. That's one of the marks of a seducing spirit. You even know why you are there. When you are in your sane mind, you don't even know, you don't like him. But there's this magic around him that turns your head. When you hear the word, hello, how you doing? When you hear, hello, how you doing? You start blushing. I came to deliver you today. All of you that said amen, you are not delivered. Learn how to call fire. Because the demon of lust is a very strong demon. It's like a virus. It spreads. Possess your soul. You won't even know what you are doing. You will know what you are doing is wrong. You will still be going there. That demon doesn't respect your will. It doesn't respect your decision. It doesn't respect your... You just feel uncomfortable until you see Kunle. Come on, say fire.
Fire.
So these are addictions. With pattern praying, you can break stronghold. You need to identify it's a stronghold. Sometimes you won't know it's a stronghold until you begin to pray. God will not tell you that. This thing is a stronghold. It's not because you're a young man. It's a stronghold. It's holding you. And it is strong. You can't move. You try. You can't. It's a strong hold. It holds you. You can't go. So you need the power from above. Yes. You need Holy Ghost fire.
Right.
Number three. You need pattern praying to activate divine intervention in your challenges. When you have prayed generally, you fasted generally, you are not seeing the kind of result that you want. Change the strategy to pattern praying. 7 p.m. You may decide to do it with your wife. Huh? Are you with me? For those of you that are married. You may decide that, okay, this problem we are seeing in this family, we are struggling. Let us begin to pray like this for the next 70 days. Are you with me? Huh? Now, why do I mention if you are married? It is established. Maybe when I come another day, I will talk about the prayer of agreement. That's another type of prayer. That prayer of agreement works the strongest in at least two cases that I know. Number one, when the people involved in that prayer are covenanted partners. When I say covenanted partners, like Paul and Barnabas. Are you with me? Elisha. Eh? When the Lord supernaturally brought two of you together to take a journey in destiny together. This is like your prayer partner. This is not just anybody. This is somebody that the Lord brought two of you together and you are growing together. That prayer can become incredibly powerful. Because both of you are of one heart. You know what is going on. There are no secrets between you. That prayer can be very powerful. The second instance where this kind of prayer of agreement is very powerful is when you are praying with your spouse. If you are going to marry a brother and the brother doesn't believe in prayer, he believes Jesus has done everything, including praying for him and fasting for him. They told somebody, say, pray. You say, why? Say, Jesus has died. Jesus resurrected. Jesus delivered me. I believe I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But Jesus also said, since we are quoting Jesus now, Jesus also said, I said, brother, if I tell you what Jesus said, will you believe me? He said, yes. I said, Jesus said, when the bridegroom is taken away, he said, then the disciples will what? They will fast and they will pray. Where do you get your own revelation from? Ole, lazy drone. But if they put a plate of amala, demolish it. When you finish eating, you're now losing your bed. You cannot stand up again. You now tell your son to be fanning you. The only time you have joy in the spirit is when there's a plate of pounded yam. There's joy in your heart. When there's shawarma, you are lazy. Your belly is your God. We need divine intervention. Come on, say, I need divine intervention. Jesus said in Luke chapter 18 verse 1, and I began to share this on Friday. So were you online on Friday? I talked about Jesus saying that men ought what? Always. Always. Emphasis. Gbogboigba. How do you say that in Igbo? Always. Mama, if you want to say always. Ogenine. Where is Anatu? In Hausa, how do you say always? Iro, come and say it yourself. Activate that mic.
Ko wanirana.
Here, I didn't hear. There are people online.
Ko wanirana.
Did you hear her? They didn't hear you. Please give her some volume.
Ko wacherana.
I didn't know. I thought Hausa was like the simplest language to learn, but this. Okay, we believe in Jesus' name. Is there any other language I miss that is here that you want to give me the word? I like Igbo language is very strong. You will know that. You will know that you can. If you're Igbo Christian, you must know how, you pray well, because you are very energetic. The kind of food they eat, you have to be energetic. Jesus said, Luke 18:1. If you have it, you can put it up. I want us to begin to round up. He spoke a parable to them to this end that men ought, this is the standard. Women ought always to pray and not to give up. That means the attack that comes against a prayerful person is always the attack and the pressure to give up. Because many things you will pray about, you will not see the answer immediately. Come on, are you here? I said, are you here? I said, many of the things you'll be praying about, you will not see the answer immediately. And the devil will tell you that God is not listening. And Jesus said, there is one grace a prayerful man needs. It is the grace not to give up. If you remind me, I will come back and talk about the prayer of agreement or covenant prayer of agreement. Number four. Pattern praying increases your spiritual awareness and sensitivity. Not just your own sensitivity, but there are other things around you that will become sensitive to you. When Daniel got into the lion's den, the lions recognized him. They recognized his authority. They did not have power over him. Do you know that the book of Psalms says that the sun shall not smite you by day? Do you know that the sun can be projected? Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Do you know that the sun can be projected as a natural element against you? That as long as the sun shines, you will not make progress. Don't be a child. Be a prayer warrior. Don't be a child. Stop explaining what you don't know. It's in the Bible. Do you think God was referring to the natural sun? He was talking about attacks, spiritual attacks against children. Come on, lift up your right hand and say, the sun shall not have power over me in the day. Say it again, the sun is not permitted to be used to project witchcraft and attacks against me and my family in the name of Jesus. In case you don't know, the book of Psalms is part of the Bible. I noticed that there are some of these evil spirits. As long as you are speaking English, they will keep terrorizing you. The moment they notice that you have become a madman, they will leave you. Somebody was saying, where is it in the scriptures? Demons don't die. Hallelujah. Let's follow the scriptures. The person talking is looking, is trusting God for a child. You go online, sit in the car. I just want to talk about Pauline revelations. You see, the works were finished before the... She's trusting God for children. Yeah. Your husband is threatening to throw you out. You are here quoting Paul. Okay. Continue. Hallelujah. Well, okay. Jesus said to his disciples, he said, I said to you before, don't keep a sword. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, now I say to you, he that does not have money, go and buy a sword and keep it. What do you think he was saying? It's time for warfare. Come on, tell anybody, it's time for warfare. If you don't fight, they will not respect you. You want your family back. You want your family to be united. You will fight. You will, when I say fight, you will go on your knees and pray until something happens. That nonsense that is going on, you that son that was projected against your family, they don't want to see you, they hate you, they reverse it. I say it's prophetic teaching. When I come for doctrinal teaching, I will tell you the other one. What number? I've given you 4. Let me keep the rest till this time next year. Go and practice this one first. Well, let me just give you these 2. I think I have like 4 more, but let me just give you these 2. So I will have something to preach next week. The scripture says that the children of Israel were to spend how many years in Babylon? 70 years. And Daniel, by books, discovered that the prophetic words had slated 70 years before they would be free, right? But I hope you know that while the children of Israel were in Egypt, they were supposed to spend how many years? 400 years. How many years did they spend? 430 years. So there was a 30 years extension in the plan of God for Israel because there was no Moses. Oh, let me rephrase. Because Moses jumped ahead of his gun and killed a man. So it slowed down God's program. So the recovery, God had to start a remedial program, but it now meant that the people will spend extra 30 years. Are you with me so far? Which means that you may be due for something major in your life, but if you don't plot your graph well, there might be extension. This was what Daniel wanted to avoid, so he started praying ahead. For do you know that Daniel who prayed did not go with them? Do you know that some of the things you are praying about in your family, it is your children that will benefit it? Oh, you didn't get it. That these struggles you are trying to break, but the real fruit of that prayer is your children that will see it. You will get a relief, oh, because your own joy is that the people of Israel were free. Is that you saw your prayers being answered before your eyes. But you see, the real blessing of that prayer, it is when your children just get up and they don't have to struggle in life for anything. They just said, Mommy, I went to school. They just said that they picked the 3 best students so that they are giving their scholarship to Corona. They are giving their... You say, Mommy, I was the second. Ah, you are the second. Hey, God knows I don't have money for Corona. It's your prayers. when it's time for university, the government will just say all the students the first 50 students, the best JAMB students, 50 best WAEC students, the government wants to do that time. We have a correct government, you understand? So it's not this one. They say the first 200 students across all geopolitical zones, 200. And your children, maybe two of your children, have written WAEC. Their names will just. My brother, we have been alive for years. Nothing like this happened. It's not by mistake. I said the fruit of your prayers, which is why Satan wants you to stop praying, is so that your children will not have peace and ease in their lives. Let me tell you, Satan is not fighting anymore. It's at your children's doorstep. He knows that God's power will not backslide. He knows that Busaya will not backslide. He knows that Yvonne will not backslide. So he will go and wait in the future. He can wait. You are the only one who is not patient. Satan can wait. The scripture says in the book of Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. It said, those that wait upon the Lord, they what? They become stronger. They become stronger. Waiting is a skill of the spirit. It's a skill you must develop. Tenacity in the place of prayer. You become stronger. You enter into the place of prayer. You come in feeling tired and weak. By the time you come out after 3 days, your tongue has changed. You begin to cast out devils by mistake. You are strong. You just don't know yourself. If the Lord reveals to you the blessing that is in this earthen treasure, you will not be like this again. You will not be careless with yourself again. Only God knows the depth of what He has kept in any of us. Only God knows. And He said, these things He has revealed to us by His Spirit. Come on, are you blessed? The next point. Point what now? Through structured and pattern praying, we can break cycle of delay. Cycles of delays and stagnation. Do you know the thing about pattern praying? Is that not only are you praying for deliverance, you are replacing the negative pattern with a positive pattern. Yeah. Come on, are you here? Yeah. That's the problem. The things you are fighting, they are built on a systematic flow of event. Everything is connected. You now came, you prayed once, you walked away. Come on, say, I won't be lazy. So you need, what you need to do, not only to break the pattern, but to initiate what? A new series, a new string of patterns. Anytime they come into your house, the candle of the Lord must be lit. If you have a visitor, and it is time for prayer, maybe your prayer time is 3 p.m., tell your prayer, maybe 20 minutes, say, I'm coming, I want to pray. If the person says, why they leave me now? Hey, oh yeah, come and start going. Thank you for coming. Let me book Uber for you. If the Uber delays and three knock, hey, trek. Enter your prayer room. Let those who are close to you know the kind of person you are. No, don't mess around me. Don't tell me it's an emergency. You are coming out. The pastor will not answer you. Pastor message, did not answer. Oga, you sent it at the wrong time. That time you sent it, this one is 4 hours. It's until we come out. God will take care of you. Allah, I told you. God is your father. Talk to him.
Pastor, I'm trying to call Pastor. Pastor is not always thinking about God. I don't know what I did to Pastor.
You did not do me anything. You called me at the hour of prayer. Come on, say hour of prayer. Come on, say hour of prayer. If you want me to love you, send me a message and say, Pastor, I know you are probably praying. I just want to tell you that there's something urgent I need. Okay, Pastor, let me just send a voice note. That's your fastest way to get my response. Send me a voice note. Don't set me up and say, good morning, sir. All those set up messages, good morning, sir, I don't respond to them because it's a trap. Because when I say, how far? You know, I say, I won't have the chance to go and do it. Once you say good morning, send everything like that. Don't wait for my response. Don't set me up. I've
All of you that are accusing me, go and listen to this message. I'll give you the way forward from today. Say good morning, sir. In capital letters.
Mm-hmm.
6 a.m. Good morning, sir. I will not read this one. I will read it around 12 o'clock. When my mind has calmed down. High blood pressure. Breaking cycles of delay. Many people experience stagnation due to spiritual resistance. Many people experience stagnation due to spiritual what? Resistance. It's not that you are not trying, but there's resistance. And if your pastor doesn't know this way, he cannot teach you. He'll be telling you how to make it in life. I don't know any other way, and I'm not ready to take you to the river to bait. So, this prayer, fasting, VG. Don't have any other thing. I don't have many powers. Some people say they have many powers. Me, I don't have many powers. It's just this prayer and fasting. I don't have any. I don't have 4H, 5H. It's just this Jesus. Let me give you one more. Pattern praying releases divine timing and breakthrough. And this was what I was talking about when I was referring to Daniel. He started praying systematically until the children of Israel were free and they were released back to go to their country. And Daniel stayed back to hold the front. He could not go. Daniel died in Babylon. But he made sure that door remained open so that they won't be tempted to come and fight them and bring them back. Because Satan's strategy is that anytime somebody breaks out, like Pharaoh, he will go after them again. Before you will see the Red Sea. Behind you will see your former oppressors. That's Satan's strategy. He will want to bring you back. Why are you? Satan always assumes that the way you escaped was a mistake. So they must come back. It is when he now fails again. The guy don't chop something. He don't chop prayer. Divine timing is very crucial. Because the difference between two people is time and chance. Come on, say time and chance. The difference between the progress in the lives of two people is what we refer to as what? Time and chance. Everybody is trying. But the math is not matching. Hallelujah. Now let me tell you the best way to start this prayer. When you want to engage in, come on, are you here? Are you still here? I'm about to round up. When you want to begin to engage this type of prayers, don't come with any agenda. Set that time because you want to be close to God. Are you here? Please, are you here? Let's leave the devils for a few minutes and come home. I said, if you want to master this level of prayer, it is by aspiring to draw near to the Lord. Don't think about your problem. Once you come like that, Eyini Baba, Toto Baba. You get your tambourine. Remove your wig. Eyini Baba, Oni Baba, Toto Baba. Eyini Baba, Toto Baba. And you begin to dance like a madman. You begin to dance. That your roommate that is always on social media. We have to go to the parlor. Because now you have become a mad woman. Remove your wig. There's nobody here now. It's you and your maker. Wash your face. Stop struggling with sleep. So it's going to be communion prayer. Come on, are you here? Hey, ne baba. Toto baba. Hey, ne baba. Toju baba, Lord. Kadabaya sa.
sir, when Daniel knew that the decree had been passed, the Bible said he went into his room 3 times a day. And what was he doing? He was giving thanks to God. When you don't know what to do, that is the strategy. You give thanks. Because God has an answer for your oppressors. And that's a prophetic word for you, sir. God has an answer. He has the answer for your... The day we answer them, he will not let you come. He will just throw something into their midst. And the battle will be over. Hallelujah. So praise is the most powerful strategy and weapon in pattern praying. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Hey, ni baba o.
Toto baba. Hey, ni baba. Toto.
Hey, ni baba o.
Toto baba. Hey, ni baba.
Aha. Hey, ni baba o.
Baba. Toto baba. Hey, ni baba.
Hey, ni baba o.
Baba, toto baba.
Yeah.
Hey, ni baba.
Yeah.
Toto baba.
Hey, ni baba o.
Baba, toto baba. Hey, ni baba. Toto.
Hey, ni baba o.